This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. If you are looking for some college football discussion, that'll be coming to you at the Tuesday tailgate here at 12:40. So get ready for that. Plus the power ranking, the power rankings, and nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. So we'll hear that in the next segment in the Lunch Rush, the Expressway, 40 minutes of uninterrupted sports radio in your ear. Right now, it's time for Dallas Cowboys thank you and no thank you notes.
Now, you said something that was really intriguing to me before the show.
Licking for college football?
Not that. Right? That you didn't think you had a lot of no thank you notes.
I don't think I do. And again, that being said, I want everybody to refer to the chart. The chart says there are elite teams, above mediocre, mediocre, sub-mediocre, and bad teams. Currently, the Cowboys are still sub-mediocre team. That doesn't mean that good things didn't happen last night.
Okay. Now, I did think of a couple of no thank you notes.
Of course you would.
Well, one of them is inspired by our listener, Charizard. That's not his real name, but that's how he saved in my phone. No thank you note.
Hold on. Alec, how do you think you are saved in Kevin's phone?
Alec, parentheses, producer.
That is correct.
Kevin, I have to ask you.
Actually, it's not parentheses. It's listed like it's your last name.
Alec, producer. Instead of Alec Medford. Kevin, I have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I've known you for almost 20 years now.
You're just Corey in my phone.
Not even Corey Majors?
I don't need your last name.
I'm the only Corey.
Exactly.
Awesome. Especially the only one spelled like
look,
this.
Alec, and we'll change this soon. Here's how the hierarchy works in my phone. If you don't have a last name, that's because you're that person, you know? And like, there are other Corys in my phone, but this is Corey.
Ooh, I like that.
The other Corys are Corey so-and-so. He's Corey. But yes.
I'm not going to lie, dude. That makes me feel special.
It should.
And I appreciate that.
But if you're curious, yes, I have people in my phone named Charizard, Captain Napkin, Super Monster. It's true. And those people are aware.
I appreciate that.
That is how they saved it in my phone.
I appreciate that.
But Charizard pointed out yesterday that no thank you note to the officials for being just babies about George Pickens' touchdown celebration. They're like, oh, that's a flag. Come on. Let him hump the goalpost if he wants.
I don't think that's what he was doing. He was sliding down the goalpost.
Sure.
Didn't Steve Smith do that back in the day?
That's what he said he was doing. But didn't you look at it for a second and be like, hold on. Is that what's happening?
Derek Holland wants to know if he is Derek or if he is Derek baseball pitcher.
Now, Derek Holland is a complicated situation.
Oh, no. What's his name?
Yo, his name in my phone.
It's just Donator.
Is no. Come on, dude. Trying to blow up my spot. I told him I'd give him the J.J. McCarthy card. Sorry, Cody. Doing a lot of off-air business right now. He is in my phone as Derek Holland.
Okay.
But I will admit, that's a little bit
that's kind of a flex.
Yeah, yeah it, okay. It is.
I got it.
It is.
Oh, I know. I have Derek Holland's number. Bam. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. All right.
So, but yeah, no thank you note to those officials for being babies and giving them a flag.
What's the rule?
You're not allowed to do anything fun. I don't know if that's the
textbook.
No props is the thing, yeah. Right? And is the goalpost is considered a prop? I think is that how it's functioned. Doesn't matter. Either way, that touchdown was scored, and it was awesome. And you're right. The celebration. You know what? Come up with better celebrations.
Right.
Doesn't he have a celebration for every catch?
Yeah.
So that was on his mind already. Is I'm definitely going to get this penalty, and no matter what, even after. Not starting the game for nobody knows the reason.
Yeah, you do.
Completely yet. Even after that, he said, I'm going to go get that 15 yards. Okay. All right, fine. That's fine.
And sorry if it's bothering people. I do have a cough drop in my mouth. It's just out of necessity.
I can't tell
okay.
at all. Yeah.
And then, but yeah, no thank you note to CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens for not living up to the off-field rules and expectations.
Okay. All right.
It's probably not the only ones, but that's about all that jumped into my head.
I am trying to figure out because I mean my first thank you note is going to go to Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know what? No, I'm changed my mind. My first thank you note is going to go to Brian Schottenheimer.
Okay.
You as the head coach, you cannot establish an environment where people can walk all over you.
Yeah.
The owner, the GM, any of the players, another coach, you have to establish the respect it takes and that you deserve for those guys in that locker room to say, I'll follow that man. And even though sometimes he said this many times to Sean and RJ and Bobby and all the people on their show, he said this many times to them and Bobby uses it frequently. We have to have the tough discussions. We have to have the honest discussions so that we can get past that.
Yeah.
And whenever you can, Kevin, you and I have had hard discussions.
Sure.
I think we're better because of it.
Especially if you go to that person and you explain your logic to
yes.
them. Yes. Doesn't mean they have to agree.
Yes. And so for him, I guarantee you, more information will come out at some point. But the idea is somebody wasn't doing what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
So CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens were not on the field for the first series. And you can say, oh, soft. Or for a player, they want to be out there. They want to be starters. They want to be on the field. And he took it seriously. So I think he motivated him. I think the other guys in that locker room, in that clubhouse, understand what the standard is, too. And I think that so far, Brian Schottenheimer, as a head coach for this team, has proven to me, while they've had some work they've had to do along this way, he's proven to me that he is trying to set a standard for what he wants as his coaching legacy. And I like it so far.
Alec, what would you think if I saved you my phone as one person suggested as AM on the FM?
I'd be cool with that. I get called that out in the wild, so why not?
All right.
Yeah.
Now, somebody asked, why isn't Hunter Lipke getting more love? I feel like we've given him a lot of love.
Dude, thank you, Hunter Lipke.
Throughout the show. But yeah, Hunter Lipke absolutely gets a thank you note. And look, I'm going to go to this one specific play. Although it was more than that, Hunter Lipke spun out of a tackle that ended up gaining you probably about 3.5 extra yards to make it a 4th-and-1, as opposed to a 4th-and-4, 4.5, and a probable field goal. The follow-up play was a touchdown pass to Jake Ferguson. That Lipke grit and spin and determination, that gained you 4 points in my mind. Because I think you can look at it in the situation in the game. And the Cowboys were, I think, going to kick a field goal there, especially if it was 4th-and-4-ish. And so the spin out by Lipke that got you the extra 3 yards to put it at fourth and one is the reason why you were able to go with it. And after you converted, you got the touchdown pass to Ferguson. So he absolutely deserves credit for getting you those extra 4 points right there.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And again, touchdowns are more important to me than field goals.
For sure.
So being able to get that.
It's a bold statement.
And, oh man, no, it's not. It's just a fact. It just seems like people don't understand it. And it's hard to come by, I guess. I give Shoddy the credit on that, too. He could have gone for the field goal.
Yeah, no,
and,
you're right.
And chose to you're say, right. You know what? We're moving, man. I want these guys to prove their worth. And when you're that close, you feel like you can do it, do it. Hey, thank you to Kenneth Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Thought he played a better game this week.
I think he might have had the biggest play of the game.
Probably, a huge play on that tip pass that turned into an interception. He had a lot of moments throughout the night. I think I heard Troy say him a couple times. I think I heard Babe say a couple times. I think he took a little offense to them trading for Logan Wilson. And
yeah.
Maybe not offense being the right word.
No, but, I think it's the right word.
But he was like, you know what? I haven't been good enough. I better get out there and do my job. Otherwise, this might be it. So, yeah, nice work last night. Again, next thing is do it again. Consistency. That's something Schottenheimer's complained about all season. Be consistent. Do it again next week.
Alec, I know we played this earlier, but can you play cut three again? Because I want to spotlight two players on this play that have that did not throw the pass or catch it.
Snap to Prescott. Back. Steps up in the pocket. Deep to the middle, caught by Pickens, and he circles left and runs away, 20, 15, 10, cuts right, touchdown. The Raiders just quit running after him, and Pickens made an incredibly surgical cut at about the 7-yard line.
Four people deserve a lot of credit on that play.
All the ones that missed the tackle?
No.
Okay.
See, I don't think they gave up. I think George Pickens was like, check this out, and they're like,
oh, he shook him, dude. He shook him.
Obviously, Dak Prescott and George Pickens are two of them. The other two are Jake Ferguson and Tyler Smith. Go back and watch that play. Jake Ferguson picks up Max Crosby, as well as you can probably expect a tight end to, on the rush from the outside left. But go back and watch that play. Tyler Smith cuts back on that play, and when Max Crosby eventually does get past Jake Ferguson, as one does,
torpedoed his ass.
Yeah, Tyler Smith cut back and cut off the angle from Max Crosby, and it was so important right there because that gave the extra half a second or the extra half a step that Dak Prescott needed to be able to step in to that pass. If Tyler Smith doesn't come back, I do not think that play turns out like that.
But it wasn't just cutting him off. Go back and watch. He, like, spears him. Mm. I know it was two different angles coming together, but he laid out and stuck
like
his shoulder.
Pounce.
It was awesome, dude. It was awesome. Great play. Nice work on that one, Kevin. I really appreciate that.
And that allowed them to, you know, obviously score the touchdown. I think that play and the Kenneth Murray tip off of what would have been a Brock Bowers first down, I think those might be the two most important plays of the game in my head right now.
Thank you note to Quinnen Williams. Whatever motivation you added to the group, they looked different last night.
Yeah.
Look, man, I will agree that the opponent, by the way, today's press conference for Shoddy is at 3:00.
Okay.
During the G-Bag Nation. I don't know if it was, oh my gosh, we finally got a dog like this, one of the premier defensive tackles in the league. Whatever it was, that seemed like that was a different group. Again, it could be the offensive line.
Mm.
Refer to the chart. The whatever it was last night, up the middle, that group that we have been like, all right. Osa, two consecutive plays last night late in the game, should have had a sack and
yeah.
then did have a sack.
Yeah.
And that whole group in the middle set the tone for the rest of the defense.
Can I ask you a question about that? How encouraging was it that there were multiple plays where you had to figure out how does that sack get distributed or who gets the official pressure on that? Because there was multiple plays where it felt like Geno Smith's whole world was crashing in on him, and maybe that's why he had his very passive-aggressive post-game comment of, like, get fired from your job, blame it on me. Late to school because a car broke down, blame it on me. Ooh, spicy.
Wow. Dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Was it, have you heard the post locker room announcements from Schottenheimer?
Yes, I did.
When he does that too, he goes, you know, easy, got a safety. Also, Sam Williams was credited with half a safety, so he's getting safety too. And I was just like, dude, that's the kind of night it was. It was meet at the quarterback, Clowney. Every single one of the guys beat their guys in front of them because they are a better defensive line right now.
Yeah.
Than they have been all season, with just the addition of Quinn and Williams and better play across that line. Ezeraku has grown into the role that needed to take time to develop. And Clowney is learning this defense better right now, too. All these guys are playing at a better place. Now, can they do it consistently and do it against Philadelphia? We'll prepare for that tomorrow.
By the way, shout out to Pete Carroll or whoever. What the hell are you doing running the ball right there? Like, what in that game had led you to believe, even early on, that that would be successful? Also, shout out to their punt returner who forgot like the basics of when you are supposed to field a punt and not in him catching the ball, thinking, I don't know, that he could take a knee or whatever he was thinking, backpedaling and then being like, holy crap, I'm about to get a safety and having to lunge forward. And then just that was a terrible play call. And their offensive line sucks, but he got blown up in that spot.
All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, we will decide if Kevin is named Alec nipple rings in his phone, or
all right,
we will do power ranking the power rankings. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but we do today, and the Tuesday tailgate next on the Fan.
On third down and 13, Geno Smith in an empty gun. Snap goes back. Time. Now he's rushed and buried. Back at around the 28. Well, that was a heavy rush. And James Houston was the first one through.
Dude, was there a moment where you were a little concerned, not only about James Houston, but also Quinnen Williams? James Houston looked like, I was like, oh no, he separated his shoulder. And Quinnen Williams, that was on that same play. But there was another play where Quinnen Williams got this sack, and he was like adjusting, and I was like, no! And then he got up and danced, and I was like, yeah!
It was the moments before I realized he was just fixing his shoe that, yes, I was very concerned.
That is awesome. We came out of this pretty clean and feeling good as you head to Philly. Or not, head to AT&T against Philly. That's going to be nice. Kevin, do you know what AT&T stands for? Your mom used to, she worked for AT&T. I'm pretty sure she built that stadium.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
For AT&T. I don't.
I think it's
Telecom and Telecommunications.
American Telephone and Telegraph, I believe, company. Which
should update that.
Oh, yeah, it should just be at now. All right, guys, it is time to discuss the power rankings of the NFL. And text in 877-881-1053. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team. And that's true. Like, in general, they don't really care. But today we do. So let's hear those triumphs and tumbles. And we've already gotten a few texted in, Kevin. They've already rolled in. But we can get some more.
Do you guys want, for power rankings, you want option A, B, or C? I mean, it's not a complicated choice. Just pick one of them.
You always yell at us whenever we pick one.
Yeah.
And you're like, you idiots picked wrong. Ha, 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 ha. And so I'm just going to go with C because Carter said to.
Okay.
And he's going to be on the Tuesday tailgate here in a minute.
That is true. All right. Who is the worst team in all of football?
Titans.
That is correct. Who is the next worst team in football? I feel like that's more complicated than the worst.
Alec, I got the worst.
The Fighting Shador Sanderses of the world, the Cleveland Browns.
You guys are off to a hot start.
Look at us.
That is correct. Tennessee Titans, ranked 32. The Cleveland Browns are ranked number 31 on the list, followed by the Raiders and the Jets and the Giants. And
Raiders, the third worst.
If you see a trend there, all of the teams that the Cowboys have beaten are ranked 26 or worse, which is why?
Refer to the chart.
I'm just going to start responding.
The bad teams have been defeated by the Cowboys.
Yeah. I'm just respond teams. To people the, with refer to the chart.
The sub-mediocre teams, Cowboys have had a tough time with.
Yes.
The mediocre teams, same. Good teams, same.
Where would you rank the Cowboys because of that in the power rankings?
So, Kevin, typically where do I put the Cowboys?
Middle
of
the
pack, right? I just say middle of the pack's good. And over the summer, it was consistent. Middle of the pack is where everything was. Everything. They are sub-mediocre, which means they are not middle of the pack, which puts them in the 20-21 range. So I'll put them in that 20. I'll put them at 20.
Okay.
Put them at 20.
Alec, where would you the Cowboys in your power rankings?
Well, Kevin, if I refer to the run sheet, it says the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
You did say
segment,
that. Yeah,
so
you did say that.
That
today.
Means sarcasm. Number one. No, I'm thinking right at 20. I think 20 is where I would put them. I don't want to put them in the low teens yet because, again,
they don't have low teens.
Thanks to men's teen. Hold on.
Oh, can't do that.
Men's tea clinic.
Can't do that.
Woo! Oh boy. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable putting them outside of the 20s because they. I got to refer to the chart.
All right.
When I refer to the chart, it tells me inside the 20.
Thank you.
NFL.com has them at 20. But you didn't pick them. ESPN has them at 21, but you didn't pick them either.
I said that was around there, though.
You picked The Athletic.
Oh, okay.
They have the Cowboys at number 20.
Oh, okay.
But you see that level of consistency.
So you're saying, you're telling me, so you're telling me that The Athletic abides by the chart.
That's true. Ooh, yeah.
The hell are you
They're right on the border, but that's right. You're right.
And off the map.
Okay. Who is the best team in the NFL right now? Do it. You know the answer.
The Broncos?
Stop it.
They're 9-2.
Nobody thinks the Broncos are the best team in football.
Then they're 9-2.
By the way, I'm being dead serious about that. Do you think you don't think the Broncos are the best team in football, do you?
No, because I think there's a mix. There's such a tight grouping up there, and they're probably at the bottom of the top of the grouping.
The Broncos are at 5-5-4 in those three power.
So the bottom of the top of the grouping.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's going to be between Philadelphia, New England, and the Rams. Probably. That would be my top three. I wonder where the Colts are after this weekend. Just because are they forgotten after a bye? But yeah, I would kind of put them in that window.
So who's won?
I'll take the Rams.
Okay, Alec, what say you? You had a look on your face.
Yeah, because I want to be different, but I think the Rams are the best team in the NFL. They're so good.
Well, NFL.com agrees with you. So does ESPN. But once more, that's not who you picked. You picked The Athletic, where the Philadelphia Eagles are ranked number one. They have the Rams at second. And there's actually quite a bit of discrepancy in these power rankings, if you want to know. So top three, NFL.com. They go Rams, then Colts, then Eagles. And then ESPN goes Rams, Eagles, then Patriots. And the
makes sense for ESPN to go Patriots. Like
Northeast bias.
Oh, well, I mean, Brewski works there. I do think there is some, like, a lot of love for what they're doing right now. They like Vrabel a lot. And just kind of watching some of their shows, they talk about Vrabel a lot. So I see that.
And then for The Athletic, which we did go with, it goes Eagles 1, then the Rams, then the Colts, Broncos are 4, and then the Patriots are 5.
Okay.
So it does feel like there's a lot of flexibility in that top five, depending on like your particular preferences or trends or, you know, whatever the key metric is that you're focused in on.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
All right, let's go to some of the fantasy feedback that we got from the 214. I needed 1 point to win, and the Cowboys decided to go for it on fourth down instead of kicking the chip shot field goal, and I ended up losing by 0.12. So that's part of it. And the other part of it is we talked about this in crosstalk. The over-under was 50.5.
Ooh.
Even if you got it at the open, it was 49.5. Final score was 33-16 because the Cowboys decided the game's over. Let's just kneel the ball down.
Should they have?
Yeah.
So
you don't have to give.
No, I don't care about – let's like leave Vegas out of this altogether. Not the Raiders, but just the world of gambling. In the grand scheme of things – Schottenheimer could have very well said, let's get one more touchdown.
Right.
He also looked across the field and saw Pete Carroll, who he coaches and admires and cares about, and said the right thing to do right now is to kneel the ball down. Not for Pete Carroll.
Right.
But that's what we should do. Now, there was still, 30 seconds, and he was having to tell his team to get off the field. He was like, guys, come on, it's time to get off the field.
So that was the only part that I thought was weird.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird.
Is... Because
they started kneeling with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Yeah, and so the only other option, I guess, is kick a field goal. But they did the right thing. But it did feel weird to kneel the ball down and then the game. And what I really appreciated is for half a second, I wondered if the Raiders were going to try to run actual plays. And I was going to be like, that's some bull crap. But they were like, appreciate it. We will also kneel the ball out and end the game because you showed us some grace right there.
Hey, you want a quote?
Maybe. Do I?
From Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
This is DeMarvion Overshown regarding what Quinnen Williams kept saying to him from Patrick Walker. Bro, you ain't got to worry about me. I got you. I'm telling you, I'm a dog. They got to block me because I'm going to get to the ball. You're going to be free. Over and over throughout the game, Quinnen Williams kept telling DeMarvion Overshown that.
You're a dog.
I'm a dog. You're going to be free. Go, go, go. Dude, I love that.
I do too.
I'm going to do my job. Don't worry about me. You just go be you. I love it. I'm hoping that we get more of that through the season.
And really I think you will. From the 817, thanks to the Cowboys defense and George Pickens putting up almost 30 points, I won by 15 when I was down going into the Cowboys game. From the 972, this might be my worst week of fantasy football ever had in a regular league in my daily fantasy combined. I did not get over 100 points. I don't know what happened, man.
I'm sorry. I saw a lot of teams this week, by the way, with under 100 points in my league. And that's just, you know, sometimes you have those weeks. It happens sometimes.
Now, here's the flip side.
I've had few of those because I'm 8-3 right now.
All right. Ooh.
Make it till you make it's doing just good.
What about from the 214? Scored 169 points, so won by 60, and they had Josh Allen on the bench.
They had Josh Allen on? Why would they put Josh Allen? I guess maybe he hadn't performed the last couple weeks, like against the Dolphins, but geez, dude, you have to hate it when you see that dude put 50 points on the board. Somebody yesterday texted in and said they had Tet Toroa McMillan, because I can't call him Tet, who scored 33, Michael Wilson, who also scored 33, and Josh Allen, all on their team. And that's what, 83 plus 33
Yikes.
Is 66 plus 50 is 103. The rest of it.
I didn't totally hear all those numbers. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Y'all do the math.
From the 214, I lost by 2. I had Aubrey and Ferguson, and I went against Dak. Do you get 3 points for your kicker's field goal?
Depends on how far. Sometimes you can get
like
4.
30
sometimes
yards.
You can get 6 points. It depends.
But he would have won.
30 yarders are like 3 points, yeah.
But he would have won if they would have kicked that field goal.
Yeah.
That really sucks. From the 469, I played Josh Allen and Christian McCaffrey. So, yeah. From the 469, I'm 9-2 in my redraft, but I'm 2-9 in my dynasty league. Damn.
What's a redraft?
That's all the information.
A regular league. Where you redraft every year?
Oh, every okay. I do. Yeah, I do a redraft.
You just don't call it a redraft.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. I like that.
From the 325, I needed 10 points from Ashton Gentry. So
how many did he score?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Or do we know?
I guess he got points for the receptions.
Yeah.
But it's he averaged 1.2 yards per carry.
You're kidding me, dude.
Ouch.
And that's the reason. I know everybody was complaining. He had 8 points last night, by the way. 8 points in a PPR league.
Okay.
So he needed 9 from him. He had 8. That's the reason Pete Carroll got away. He was like, we can't run the ball. Even though Pete Carroll wanted to run the ball more, and he was telling his offensive coordinator, I love to run the ball. And they were like, dude, we aren't good. And he was like, whatever, run it. And even at the halftime, Laura Rutledge, she's like, hey, what can your team do to get back into this game? They're down. What was the score at halftime? They're down by a lot.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to run the ball.
So it was a 24-9 at halftime.
Yeah, like, no, you got to throw, bro. You're just not good at that either right now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and that's your part to do, Corey.
It is time for the Tuesday Tailgate, ladies and gentlemen, where we talk
like
all
that.
College football.
Isn't that Thursday?
And the fact that I always believed in A&M, even when A&M didn't believe in himself.
All right, can you go ahead and play cut number 20? Because Corey is definitely right about my fluctuation of belief on Saturday.
They're now inside the 5. Smith, the ball carrier. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. And the game is tied. A&M can take the lead with the extra point.
You know, when you play against air at the end of your game, you can pretty much win against anybody, because that's what A&M looked like. Like, South Carolina wasn't playing football at the end of in the second half of that game. That was truly the most wild turnaround in a single game I think I've ever seen.
But A&M doesn't like to make things simple. And so when they have the ball in the goal-to-go situation, and they're up 31-30.
Yeah, Colin Klein, what you doing there?
And they're just moving the ball at will, and they decide, you know what, Corey? This would be a good time to run a bit play. And then they fumbled the ball, and I couldn't talk, but I thought I was going to flip out and like punch a hole in the wall like Andy from The Office when he couldn't find his cell phone.
Yeah, that was, and it was a freshman. That was like one of his first touches.
Yeah.
Bizarre choice in that moment, but I think watching Lenora Sellers for South Carolina in the second half of that game had to give you, at least in the back of your mind, some confidence that this dude has lost every bit of the talent and the hype that we had for him coming into this season. And he showed that on that final possession for South Carolina, where second, third, and fourth down, he just would not throw the ball. And that's like quarterback 101. And if you're in that two-minute drill, when you don't even need a touchdown, you need a field goal. And they got a fourth down completion before that. And he just held on to the ball the entire time. Like, A&M's defense, I guess, was just totally locked down in the secondary. But you can't even throw the ball up to give your team a chance. Like, for as good as Lenora Sellers played in the first half, he flipped it in the second half.
Yes.
And, like, that looks like a dude who's checked out and isn't going to play at South Carolina next year.
But you don't think he's going to go pro, right?
No, not after this season.
Yeah.
And you know who this kind of parallels?
Carson Beck. Yeah.
Who needs a quarterback next year?
Yeah.
Miami?
Yeah, that's probably, get that opportunity to go and get yourself in better position. I can't remember if it was a pregame or at some point at the middle of the first quarter, but Taylor McGregor had caught up with Shane Beamer. And they were talking about that, and he was just oozing confidence.
Whoops.
And he was just like, dude, we know. We beat this team by 24 points last year. And he was just going on and on about all the things that he told his team. And, Kevin, at that time, you didn't say whoops. You were going, Dang, he's right. Now, whatever Elko did in the at halftime, though, and that was what I believed. I was like, man, I have Elko just look calm. And maybe that's just his demeanor all the time, but there was something about his presence on that sideline that made me believe that they were going to figure it out. And there were some moments where A&M looked like they were scrambling, trying to figure things out on the defensive side. Like, man, they're catching us off guard. But in that second half, whatever they did, they adjusted to it. And those adjustments turned everything around. And also, you got some fantastic quarterback play from your quarterback as well in back on the second half as well.
Okay, I agree.
Said as well a lot.
I agree with that. A&M also made some really boneheaded plays. They had a wide open, like it was a great pass, wide open, easy touchdown that got dropped. Yep. They missed two field goals, including a chip shot that went off the upright.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what happens when you trust a kicker.
Actually, I agree with you on that, especially at the college or high school level.
Yes.
I turned my phone off at halftime because I was getting a lot of messages from people that were appreciating my downfall. And I get it if you're a Texas fan. It was people who are not affiliated. I was like, why is this bringing you joy? We're never this good.
And because people like to hate A&M.
Why?
And Texas. And OU. And you just, if you know somebody that likes that college, you start digging on them. That's just the way that it is.
I mean, with
A&M,
you
can be supportive and believe and help them believe as well.
Which Corey did.
But no, don't do that for your friends, obviously.
We've dug on you enough regarding A&M, and I've seen what y'all have had to deal with, and I'm like, you know what? I like this team. I think they're a good, fun, fast, strong team, and I think that they have something that they can go do this year.
That's my issue, Carter. Why do people look at A&M fans and been like, you've been riding on your pedestal of greatness for too long?
No, it's the pedestal of greatness that A&M fans think they're going to reach that they never do. I think that's where the enjoyment comes from, is the 8-4, right? You know,
yeah.
the joke record that they're always going to fall to, which, look, for the longest time they did. But Corey, you mentioned Mike Elko being totally calm. This doesn't happen under Jimbo Fisher. This doesn't happen under Mike Sherman. This doesn't happen under Kevin Sumlin. Like any of the previous A&M coaches, that is 100% credit to Elko and what he's instilled in these players. And we've talked about it all season. Monkey off your back. You go and get these big road wins. You score a ton of points on the road. You get down 27 points when your quarterback throws back-to-back interceptions to end the first half. And you're
yes.
just like, okay, this is you have all these swings where it's like, okay, here's where A&M can get back in the game. Then they fumble the ball, miss the kick, whatever it is, and allow South Carolina to build that lead up. You do not do that without Elko coming in there and completely revamping everything about that program. Because those 8-4 jokes should be gone now. They won't, because you have
sure.
a long history of A&M being that. But that is total, that is all on Mike Elko. And it is, again, it was just one of the most shocking turnarounds I think I've ever seen in a single game. And that's the proof. Sorry, Reggie, love you to death. Momentum is real. Because when A&M got that 4th-and-1 stop early in the third quarter, they were like, okay, we can do this. And
mm-hmm.
they did that.
And it was just one after another, making sure
yeah.
that they do what they're, and again, credit the defensive. I credit first the defensive adjustments in the second half. That's the first thing.
I absolutely agree.
What's their next big game?
They've got Texas, because they've got Samford, and that's usually how.
No, you better watch out for Samford.
Yeah, the Bulldogs.
I've been saying that all season. All
Have
right.
You?
Yes,
okay.
For the last 3 weeks at least, I've been saying watch out for Samford.
So you talked about the improbability of it all since 2004. SEC teams 0-286 when trailing by 27-plus points. So not only did A&M break that, it was the largest comeback in program history. And Torian York, after the game, he was talking with a couple of the other defensive players, and he relayed this on the TV broadcast, and he said, this place, Kyle Field, is like no other. In the fourth quarter, I looked at Damian and Cassius, and I said, we're not going to let this stadium down. These fans deserve a season like this. And then Cassius Howell got his first sack of the game on that final South Carolina drive, where I was like, if this all happens for South Carolina to kick a field goal, like, God, what a punch that would have been.
And that would have happened in years past. And
yes.
I 100% believe that they would have made this crazy comeback only to give it away at the end. But again, I think this A&M team is that different. And you can't do that again. South Carolina stinks. I think
yes.
the only SEC win they have is over Kentucky, who also stinks. So obviously you can't put yourself in a 27-point hole every week. But if you do that to yourself and you are able to come back, like, okay, you can do just about anything.
Now let's go to cut number 21. After the Notre Dame game, or I guess maybe it was at half of the Notre Dame game, Mike Elko was like throwing chairs around, talking about their defense and everything. So this is him after the game. He lifts up a chair and everyone is just waiting for him and he just smashes it against the ground. And for the second time this week, sorry about the curse words in there. But I just love that level of enthusiasm after the game. Even if it wasn't, like, those are the kind of, like, Ted Lasso-style celebrations that I like, even when it's not my team.
Hey, that's enough A&M talk right now, guys. UNT!
Cut 22, Alec.
Ladies and gentlemen.
61 yards, and now it's Hawkins finishing it virtually untouched. Striding into the end zone, Caleb Hawkins. His fourth rushing touchdown, two plays, 70 yards. Foot on the gas for North Texas.
What a crowd right there. The guys, the first time in 66 years that they have been ranked.
Oh, do you want me to do it right for you?
Are they at 22?
Yes. Here.
I don't know.
I wrote
do
this.
It right for me, Kevin.
Okay. I wrote this specifically to get you fired up. Corey, the wait is over for North Texas after 66 years, 12 coaching changes, and a magical run this fall. North Texas is back in the top 25. And I shouldn't have said I wrote that. Actually, somebody else wrote that, but I wanted to read it dramatically for you.
Thank you,
know
man.
Where liars go, Kevin?
Straight to hell?
Yeah, to hell.
Oh, okay. I have definitely lied before.
Yeah. So that's damn awesome. It. That is really cool that UNT has made their way here at 9-1. I'm very excited for them.
As you should be. Like, yeah. This is a season 66 years in the making. And the highlight, Caleb Hawkins is a true freshman.
Yeah.
And he has been Drew Messemaker's best friend. I mean, the UNT could not be as explosive as they are on offense without Hawkins. And the UNT has other good running backs as well. But the running game has been awesome. And it's just every facet of the offense is has gotten them to this point, and the defense makes the plays at the right time. And for UNT, the best thing is your last two games are against Rice and against Temple.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not playing the top of the American. You could very well end with one loss in conference in the way that the American championship game works. Because I'm trying to get UNT to not just play in that game, but to host it. I want that here in Denton.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, that would be cool.
Tonight's ranking for the CFP is going to be pivotal. So the way the American works, pivotal, the higher ranked team, or if you're ranked and you're an American team, and it's between like three or four teams, if you're ranked, you automatically get into that game. So UNT just needs to keep winning and just keep climbing because they've never been ranked in the CFP poll either. But if they're the top-ranked team from the American going into championship weekend, they'll host that game. So just win and in, baby.
I have this question. This Kevin, I told you this morning I didn't want to think about paying players later, or I wanted to think about paying players later,
yes.
Not right now. Can UNT keep Caleb Hawkins around? Okay. That's, you know what? I'm gonna enjoy the time we have together now.
Because this is UNT's first go-round at this level, right? I think it's you're going to see a lot once the season's over, but I'm with you, man. Like, I don't like thinking of these group of five teams or whoever being like, okay, they're awesome, and they're going to leave. Like, that's no fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're there now, and you're watching them be awesome on the field now, so just enjoy it. Because I don't think it's going to be another 66 years in between rankings in the AP poll, but you don't know when you're going to get a season again.
Absolutely,
like this.
Yeah.
So enjoy all of it now. Like, even if UNT doesn't make the CFP, you could still win the American. You could still win 10 games. You could still go beat a Power 4 team in a bowl game. Like, enjoy this while it lasts, man.
I absolutely will enjoy ranked UNT, doing ranked UNT things. Guys,
well, Corey,
can I go to another team?
We have to be fair on this.
Ranked UNT.
I got to talk about the story I wanted to. You got to talk about the story that you want to.
I feel like we're all going to benefit from this story.
So if we're really being fair,
mm-hmm.
Isn't it time for Carter to get to talk about the story that he actually wants to talk about?
So for the first time in 3 years, it's very important news. The he used to be at the Cheez-It Bowl, which no longer exists. It
no,
is now.
No, that's not the story I wanted.
The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. This is a story I wanted, Corey. Prince
Oklahoma
Chedward.
Beat Alabama.
Prince Chedward is going to be back on the sidelines at the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Such a ridiculous.
Ladies
know what?
And gentlemen, I've spoken my piece.
Let's talk more ranked UNT.
You know, the other day,
I could have Pop-Tarts bowl news, too. There's going to be six Pop-Tarts at this bowl this year.
Which one's getting eaten?
I think the berry one got eaten last year.
At the bar.
All right!
He's talking about the nuts in the cup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that made it better.
That actually is right. So, you remember the other day when you guys made fun of me for, like, the spelling of the word S?
Mm-hmm.
This is another thing. I took multiple minutes to look up the proper spelling of Prince Chedward, because there seemed to be some dispute about it.
Like you would a friend. You want to spell his name right.
It's C-H-E-D-D-W-A-R-D. So there you go. All right, now, Corey, back to your, I don't know, whatever big-time SEC game.
Okay.
What if UNT ends up in the Cheez-It Bowl?
Or
the Pop-Tarts Bowl, Corey?
Then I will eat Cheez-Its and not Pop-Tarts, because I'm not a Pop-Tarts fan. Watch a Pop-Tart endorsement pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
not anymore.
Well,
oh, you'd be surprised.
I would be happy for them to be in any bowl game, all right, that puts them in a good position to, you know, stuff. But Oklahoma going on the road against Alabama, that was awesome.
It was very fun to watch.
I don't know if I love John Mateer. I really don't know, but I love his intensity and the fact that those guys are always like, well, he'll make something happen. But this defense dude is freaking awesome.
Super quick Johnny Mateer story. So at the Dallas Card Show this weekend, this incorporates a couple of our different like contributors for Peace-a-thon, Dallas Card Show, and we had Ryan on yesterday from RJ Dukes. Somebody bought a Bowman Chrome U box and said that they love Oklahoma and they would love a Mateer autograph. Came back, didn't get that, got the Fernando Mendoza Superfractor 1/1 autograph.
That's pretty good consolation prize
that's
there.
Wild.
That's a lot of money.
He's still the leader in the clubhouse, I think, for Heisman.
I mean, I think so, too.
You know, look, Marcel Reed just had his Heisman moment, right?
Yes.
You know, Fernando Mendoza had his last week. Marcel Reed had his this week. But look, Ty Simpson for Alabama, he was up there, too. And Alabama had a statistically fantastic game against OU. If you look at if you take away all the explosive plays and all the, you know, things that make football football, but just the way the teams played each other, Alabama thoroughly outplayed OU in this game. OU had 212 yards of offense. Every time they scored, it was on a short field because they were getting turnovers and returns and, you know, 87-yard pick sixes. Because their offense, you know, they might have the Lou Groza Award winner, the best kicker in the country, and Tate Sandell. He's out there bombing 50-yard field goals like anything. And OU's perfect in the red zone this year. And all those things came to a head where it was just a timely place. And it was, to your point on John Mateer, maybe the thumb injury is still bothering him. Maybe he's not the superstar he looked like early in the season, but he gets things done when he needs to.
Yeah.
And when the defense does the same thing, that's a pretty darn good recipe for success.
Yeah, that defense right now, it looks like old school defenses we saw whenever Venable was here before. And that's nice to see for sure, man.
And it kept their playoff hopes alive.
Absolutely.
No mistake.
If OU wins out, they're going to be in because you'll have beaten Alabama and you'll have beaten Tennessee, both of those on the road. You have the Michigan win from early in the season, which Michigan is still alive to make the Big Ten title game. They're not favored to do it, but that's a really good out-of-conference win too, right? But I think OU is the first team since like Vanderbilt in the early 80s to beat Tennessee and Alabama on the road, like back-to-back games or something like that. Like going to environments like that and winning does not happen often. But look, OU's offense, there's still a lot of questions about it. It was not good against Alabama, and they won anyway. So I just, as an OU fan, I can't look at Missouri, even with their, you know, starting quarterback may or may not play and LSU having a disappointing season. I can't just look at those and be like, okay, we're going to win, because that has not been the case all year. But the team does find ways to win, and that's the thing I think, you know, you can rest your laurels on.
Is it down to three-person Heisman race now with Mendoza, Sayan, and Reed?
Man, I really want Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame to be a part of that, but I think you're right. I think it is down to those three quarterbacks because Ty Simpson, you know, with the second loss, and especially losing to Florida State early in the year, now that Alabama has two losses, they're tied with some of the other two-loss teams. It's like, what the hell, man? How did you let that happen?
quick shout out to Texas Tech as well. They're 10-1 for the first time in 17 years.
And wow. Throw Jacob Rodriguez, their linebacker, who we talked to on
Fan University
this last Saturday. Throw him in there. He's averaging a turnover forced a game, and he used to be a FBP, football player, was his designation when he was at Virginia. So in this game against UCF this last weekend, they put him in at running back, and he scored a touchdown. It was like, hey, you know, he can do pretty much anything on the field.
Wow.
Fantastic stuff, Carter, no matter what the Twitch says. Coming up next year on the KNC Masterpiece.
Love the Pop-Tarts Bowl content,
hey, that's
guys.
What I'm talking about
that's
right
what,
there.
What
we'll
I'm
get back
for.
To it next time. You know what? Coming up next year on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for the C Block. Where are we heading with that, Corey? Hits and misses? No. Jerry Jones talked this morning, guys. The level of concern next to the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.